Last week, in case you missed it, the ACC baseball tournament has replaced Bat Boys. Who needs them anyways, right? You don't have to pay them, there's no liability, and they aren't cute. They replaced them with dogs. Bat dogs. Little Miss Lulu Gehrig handled the duties this weekend along with one other bat dog. These dogs are trained to go to home plate.
When your name becomes a horrible, debilitating disease, you can't name other people that name anymore.
Grab the bat and bring it back to the dugout. Yeah, that's kind of like fetch.
I think that's kind of impressive, don't you? No?
A dog fetching a stick?
Okay, a lot like fetch. In case you missed it, the UConn football program is helping out the ladies. A football clinic for girls. There will be on-field drills, skill sessions, and yes, a cocktail hour. So come on out and learn the basic skills of the greatest game on the planet and have yourself a complimentary mimosa after the game. Because women only watch football when they're drinking fruity cocktails.
Okay, if a guy was having a football clinic, it'd be like, okay, guys, come into the football clinic. We're going to be working for like 8 hours, drink your Gatorade, and then go home or hit the weights or something. But with a lady, it's like, hey, gals, want to play football? All right, slap on some lingerie, and then we're having a cocktail hour after.
In case you missed it, Cubs Hall of Famer turned Phillies manager Ryan Sandberg revealed the secret to his success. Steroids? No, those are illegal. A crazy training regimen? No, that would involve work. Protein bars? Okay, maybe a few. The Hall of Famer admitted to eating cat food when he was a kid.
If I'm eating cat food, I'm going Fancy Feast all the way.
Oh my God.
Give me the wet stuff. Oh. Give it to me in maybe a nice glass that you would hold a votive candle in.
Stadium food makes him sick, but a little bit of Friskies in the morning is some fine dining.
Give me the
Rancid.
Wet stuff. I don't want the dry stuff.
Ugh.
That's either Fancy Feast or cat ass on my breath. It's you that has to figure it out.
In case you missed it, there's a pecking order on NFL rosters when it comes to strength. The linemen are normally the strongest, mainly because they're the ugliest. Kickers and punters normally down towards the bottom. Near the grounds crew and cheerleaders.
They're weak Euro trash soccer players.
Quarterbacks are probably near the top, or they're supposed to be anyways. Savvy backup veteran quarterback Charlie Whitehurst just signed with the Tennessee Titans and was given number 13, but he wanted number 6. Unfortunately for him, Brett Kern, the team's punter, wears number 6. So Charlie Whitehurst challenged him to an arm wrestling match, and he lost.
Punters are taking over.
Absolutely.
Ha ha! You lost to a punter!
They have baby arms. In case you missed it, Dr. James Andrews performs all the shoulder surgeries in the MLB, and there's a lot of them. Now he's created an app so he doesn't have to do so many. An app to prevent arm injuries?
Maybe they should just pitch more and then strengthen up that old ligament or whatever.
What's next? Alcohol to prevent drunk drivers? Genius.
You know what we used to use those rubber band things, and after we threw the ball, we'd just, you know, work our arm out for a little bit. And if it still hurt, ice it. And if it still hurt after that, get back out there and throw some pitches. You'll feel better sooner
and
later.
Look where it got you.
In case you missed it, the NFL Players Association called out Roger Goodell because he has a double standard regarding punishments for owners compared to players. Goodell says he just wants the facts, and then a punishment will happen later.
I don't know how you're supposed to punish an owner, because what does he do on game day and even not on game day? He sits in his cushy box 100-something feet above the field, hanging out in his beautiful multi-million-dollar owner's box with all his fellow billionaire friends, schmoozing it up, eating hot wings, and drinking Labatt.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? You can't come to the stadium and sit in your own billionaire box. You have to watch the game from home because you're suspended from the team. You can't really suspend an owner, because without the owner, you wouldn't have the team.
My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock on 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.